Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. Like a Stone by Audioslave, always has a special spot in my heart. It was the intro song to my first ever radio show. Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny, like, hearing some stuff from the night, like, things that I used to play is, like, I like the intro, the beds to it. And this was one that I just always liked.
I like Audioslave.
How can you not like Chris Cornell? The best singers of all time.
I was genuinely impacted when he committed suicide.
Me too.
Yeah.
Loved him. Anyway, I could sit here and talk about that for hours, but we got to do the hockey. And last night, I went 0-2 in hockey. It's about the only thing I did bad in. What are your thoughts on what we saw last night? Do you like what they did? Because there, I know there were some games that were like starting at like 11 on the West Coast.
Yeah, like the Rangers game started very late. They played the Vancouver.
Did you get to see any of it?
No, I didn't bother. But I kind of think it's fun. If you don't know what they did in the NHL last night, they've done this the last... It's not new. It's not new to the season, but they have a puck drop every 15 minutes or so. It is 15 minutes. The first game was like 6 and 6 and then 6:30. Then after that, 6:45, 7 o'clock, 7:15. So they have everybody in the NHL played last night. Everybody played. The games were spaced 15 minutes apart, and ESPN did something like akin to a red zone where, you know, they're back and forth showing the highlights from the games and who's, you know, who just had a rush, who, you know, had That's a shorthanded cool. goal and things like this. So it's kind of cool.
Do you think hockey fans would take to something like Red Zone, or is it a little bit different because you want to watch the whole game?
Yeah, I don't know how they would kind of do that, because Red Zone, you know the way it is, they get in the red zone. They're close because it's a slower game, the
but
NFL.
But they also, like, if someone makes a big play, they go to that game. And I don't know how you would do that in the NHL. It'd have to be like a big hit, a fight. Maybe a great save.
I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah.
Because it's the fastest game we have. And I just think to do that, it would have to be where there's a real pace to a game, and you go to that game for a minute or two and just watch them skate, because it's tough.
I mean, think about how vastly different than all the other sports. The basketball has so much scoring, you could go anytime.
Right.
You could go anytime to it and say, hey, this is the window you're getting. With baseball, it could be a key at bat. Oh, he's got runners on second and third. Right. Here he is. You go to it. In football, it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Now we look at it with hockey. It's like, okay. I always wondered if it would work with that sport and if the fans would take to it like the other sports. But I guess...
I don't know. If you only think maybe a penalty kill in a close game where, you know, you're up by a goal, the game's tied, and you're shorthanded now, and they go to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. But it was an interesting night last night. Some people finally broke through. Like Connor McDavid, he's had a slow start this season. He had 2 goals last night.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, Here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Oilers beat the Mammoth, the Utah Mammoth. Although, I don't know how they do this with these expansion teams. The Mammoth just, they broke a 7-game winning streak the Mammoth had.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
The expansion in the NHL, and granted, I know they had a team last year and they did. The expansion in the NHL has been one of the sports where you can have the quickest turnaround than any other sport.
Golden Knights. Look how good they've been. I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, the Mammoth are 8-3. They're leading their division right now. It's just, it's wild. It is wild. Right now, yes, they have 16 points. Let's see. 8-3 and no overtime losses. Had atop the division in the Central, in the Western Conference. Golden Knights are obviously top theirs. And last night, I think you may have had it's a possible Stanley Cup preview, in my opinion, last night between the Golden Knights and the Hurricanes. The Golden Knights won 6-3. Jack Eichel had 2 goals and an assist. I mean, that kid is just... What an acquisition he's been from them when he had the fallout with Buffalo over his neck surgery. He's turned it on. And the Golden Knights, I think, I really hope we don't see another Florida-Edmonton Stanley Cup final. But I think this could be the preview for Stanley Cup this year. The Hurricanes should be really good. Golden Knights are really good. They played last night. Golden Knights won 6-3. But it was just, I think this is a fun concept that they have here. Where everybody plays 15 minutes apart, and you see all of it if you want.
I think that's cool, and that maybe that's the way. Like if you're going to games and checking it out and bouncing around. But again, like with last night, I think it is something cool that you're doing to try to showcase your sport. Everybody played, but with the NHL, like how do you get new viewers with this? Because people that say that they go to games, they get hooked when they're live there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like when we joke about do the hockey, but there was that bit on Saturday Night Live with Chance the Rapper, black guy watching hockey. Right. And then there was the story, was it a St. Louis Blues fan where the guy went to the game and he goes, how come all y'all white people never told me about this? This thing is awesome. Yeah. They're hitting each other. They're fast. And like you look at those games. I still have never been to an NHL game.
We have to go this season. We keep saying this every year. It's like,
and I want to give a big middle finger to FanDuel. I know they're a sponsor, but my FanDuel rep over there, he's the one that gave me hockey tickets to see the Caps. Remember I told you I was going to go see my first ever hockey game. My wife and I went down to D.C. early, spent the day
in. Oh, I forgot about that.
Went to the museum.
Yes.
Go to Will Call. There's no tickets. Text him. He ghosts me. Text him again. Like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm in D.C. Like, you told me I had tickets to the Caps game. Text me the next day and said, oh, we gave out too many. We didn't have enough. I said, you couldn't have texted me that the day before? And then it's funny, the guy that comes to my house and does the plumbing, he also has the same FanDuel. He had the same guy for FanDuel. Right. And we were talking about it. I said, you got Devon? He's like, yeah, man, that guy sucks. He sucks ass. He did the same thing to him.
Did they really?
And he just told me he got fired, so they let him go. But he was just a waste, man. Just an absolute waste when it came to, you know, like giving you stuff. I never even asked for the sporting events. But when he came to me with Caps tickets, I'm like, yeah, I've never gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking, like I can go to Oriole and Raven games pretty much whenever you want. If they offered me something and it's a nice, you know, night, it's a good game, yeah, I'd go. But I'd never been to a Caps game. And here we are just twiddling our thumbs in D.C. We got to go to the Smithsonian. That was awesome. Great.
I think this season we go to either, like, we go down to the Caps or we go up to the Flyers. It's easier up there, actually.
Yeah.
Tickets are cheaper and it's easy to park and all that. But we do either one because they're both close.
Yeah.
And just, you know, pick a game you want to see and let's do it. Especially if, like,
Joe, are you in?
They have a lot of Saturday day games.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a Flyers game.
Really?
What if they play the Caps?
I'd rather not. I'd rather just go to DC.
You hate the Flyers that much?
A, I hate the Flyers. B, if you try to wear cap stuff at a Flyers game, you're just going to get crapped on the entire time.
That's why I don't wear stuff to any of those games. Like, I get it with people. I've just seen too many things happen with guys just having a good time where some drunk a-hole ruins the night. I don't need it. Like, me either. Just to wear a jersey, I'm going to cheer. I'm going to clap the way I always do. But I don't have to worry about some guy coming and knocking your hat off when you're leaving, pushing you down, spitting on you, throwing stuff at you. I don't need that.
Stupid.
It is. It's so sports. Stupid.
It's just sports, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the hooligans have it worse over in London.
I guess. Yeah, they do, but it's still awful.
Well, so with last night, anything that really stand out to you? Is there any team that you're kind of disappointed in that you want to see make that turn? I know you just talked about Connor McDavid.
I'm disappointed is not the word. It's normal because early in the season, the two teams that I think were going to be really good or good again, like the Bruins and the Lightning, they've had struggling at the bottom of their division. But the teams that surprised me, the Canadians are really having a big start. And they have not been good in the last couple of years. But right now, they're on top of the Atlantic Division, the Eastern Conference. That, to me, is kind of cool. Because I do have an affinity for the original six teams. And obviously, they're one of them. And right behind, actually, three of them are leading that division right now. The Canadians are in first with 16 points, the Red Wings with 14, and the Maple Leafs with 11, and the Panthers and Senators tied with them. But the fact that you got the Canadians, Red Wings, and Maple Leafs atop the division makes me kind of happy because I do really – I always root for the original six teams because some have fallen on hard times. The Red Wings have come back a bit. The Blackhawks have just sucked. The Canadians have sucked.
Yeah, but it is nice to be some of the teams from our 51st state, up there in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't, won the Stanley Cup in forever.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.